Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Mord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Hello, hello. It is Jonathan E. Morton. I think you probably expected Robert Scott Bell to introduce the program, but Robert is traveling today, and that's a good thing. Whenever Robert leaves the radio station and heads out into the world, it's an opportunity for Robert to rub elbows with people he hasn't had a chance to meet before and spread the good word of healthy nutrition and liberty. So, I'm in Robert's place for the next 2 hours. I hope you'll endure having me in Robert's place. I know I'm no full substitute for Robert, and I think no one, you think he's sort of the quintessentially unique man. But I do have Dandy Don, Super Don.
Dandy Don.
Secret agent. You like Dandy Don?
Dandy
Remember
Don.
Remember Dandy Don Meredith? Before your time.
Don Meredith sounds familiar. I don't remember the Dandy part of it.
Yeah, they used to call him Dandy Don Meredith, but Dandy Don sort of goes pretty well, but Super Don is what you're known as. So I guess the start of the program, I ought to pick up where you had given me a message today that you wanted to hear me discuss a situation in Arkansas with the Hal and Michelle Stanley family and their 7 kids. You want to tee that up for us, Don?
Yeah, you know, the medical kidnapping is something that we've, taken quite an interest in here on the show, and it's quite a problem. It's something that as we've began to dig into the problem, we have discovered that it is quite widespread, and this particular case was rather interesting. You had Hal and Michelle Stanley in Arkansas. They had 7 kids, all of them homeschooled. He's an ordained minister. Everything is just going along just fine, and all of a sudden they get raided. And the police come in, and they ransack the house, and for some reason have a problem with the fact that Hal Stanley had a nutritional supplement called MMS. Something I actually was not quite familiar with until I heard this story. We checked it out. It's something that is not FDA approved. However, it is not illegal. It is something that you can purchase online. A lot of people have it. People can even make it. So it's not something that's illegal to have. But they bust down the door, and they have this on the search warrant, this MMS. This is what they're looking for. They find it. And then they take all 7 of the kids away and basically accuse the Stanleys of putting their kids in danger. Later on down the road, a few weeks go by, this MMS search warrant no longer seems to exist, and they now are saying that the kids have been neglected in other ways. I think the most recent thing, they went to a court hearing. They've extended the next court date, I think 6 weeks, and the Stanleys basically are just sitting there without kids and not knowing what's going on and why this has happened.
Well, we don't have all the facts. We don't know exactly what's going on, but it sure does look, from what we do know, like an abuse of power that is extraordinary. No one questions, I think, the prudence of having government intervene when someone is physically torturing, hurting a child, whether it's their own parents or somebody else. That's when we have a situation where an individual's right to life or their liberty rights are being so violated that the state indeed has a keen interest in using law enforcement to protect people from injury. But in an instance where there is no harm, the children here, from all appearances, look perfectly healthy. I don't think anyone, even the police, are contending that they're not healthy. The parents are not wealthy, but many Americans are poor in this country, and poverty is not in and of itself an abuse. And they're fed, they have food available, and they look healthy. I don't get it. The fact that he might have had a bit of contraband in his house. Let's say, for example, he had an unapproved drug or an unapproved medical device or something like that. That is not a justification to take someone's children away. It might be a justification to prosecute someone under the law, but that's not a justification to take their children away unless there's an overt evidence of neglect. And by neglect, I mean intentional or gross negligence. Intentional acts or gross negligence that imperil the lives or safety of the children. I don't see that here. And from what I understand, the social worker who was called in, apparently because of some complaints by their teenage children, who appear to be at least part of the instigators to this thing, they wanted to go to public school. The family home schools right. their kids. And if that is indeed the case, that they want to go to public school and that they used deception or misrepresentation to suggest that the family was abusing the kids, it might justify the social worker coming and seeing if there was abuse. But beyond that, in the absence of any overt evidence of abuse, they should bug out. And it appears here that it's gone quite in the other direction. They've not only taken the kids, they've taken them for extended periods of time. They're essentially incarcerated because they are taken by the state. They're kept away from their parents, but for very short intervals of supervised visitation. And this is all before completion of a trial on the merits.
Not now, an investigation,
yeah.
Let alone a trial.
There isn't the completion of the investigation yet. That's right. This is the kind of heavy-handed abuse which has happened in other parts of the United States. We have an epidemic in this country of these child welfare services people coming in and going to court, taking custody, or summarily seizing kids based on arguments of abuse that historically have not amounted to that. For example, I represented a mother in California whose child was diagnosed with a osteosarcoma, cancer of the kneecap. She was a welfare person, did not have resources, couldn't pay for private medical care, relied on the state, and the government put her in touch with this person who is the head of the oncology department at a major university. And this person's the head of the oncology department said, "Your child has osteosarcoma of the kneecap, and we're going to have to amputate her leg and above the kneecap in order to ensure that the cancer doesn't metastasize." The mother wanted a second opinion. The doctor said, "No, I know what I'm talking about. I'm the head of this department. I know what I'm talking about. I teach this. We're going to amputate the leg." And got the welfare services people involved, who then said, "We're going to take custody of the child unless you let the operation go forward." So, to make a long story short, we convinced the court that the child ought not have a summary elimination of her leg before it has been determined in the first instance whether the osteosarcoma is localized or whether it is going to spread. And if it's localized, it would be possible to just remove the kneecap and she could have a prosthetic kneecap and be fully ambulatory. So we put together a team of pediatric oncologists and surgeons who would perform the operation with contact with the court to inform the court during the operation whether it was localized or not, allowing the judge to reserve a penultimate determination. He needed this assurance, unfortunately, that he could say, okay, well, you have to amputate, you know, based on the original plan, so as to eliminate any risk whatsoever of metastasis. So what happened was they went in there, and the cancer was localized to the kneecap. They removed the kneecap, and the child had a prosthetic kneecap and was fully ambulatory. So this shows you, you know, by denying this person rights simply because she was poor, they would have proceeded and taken her child's leg when only a kneecap needed to be removed. And this is, you know, there are many other instances with which we've had familiarity over the years of this kind of state abuse. But we have reached a status in this country where the historic rights of parents and children to be let alone in the in their development in the home is now directly in conflict with the expansive state assumption of power over parenting. And when you move the line from defense of children against injury to a state perception of what might be in the better interest of a child, you've gone too far. You know, if you're, in this case, if your parent spanks a child, in this case they spank their children, if they spank their children, I'm not a fan of spanking children, but if they spank their children, as long as they don't injure them, that's their method of discipline, that's their religion, so be it. But, and the state shouldn't get involved. But if they injure them, if they maim them when they hit them, you know, hit them with a brutality, of course, the state can come in, that's assault and battery. But if it's a corrective thing where they're simply giving them a tap on the bum, no, the state doesn't have any role in that. But things have changed because the government is now perceiving its role as a super parent that can second guess parents. Well, we're going to take a break, Don. That's my summary for you. And when we come back, you're welcome. When we come back, we're going to have Norm Singleton with us, I think, and we're going to discuss some of these issues related to vaccine enforcement, which have also gotten way out of hand. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
And no, I'm not Robert Scott Bell, and you probably wish that I was. I'm Jonathan Emord, and I'm here in place of Robert, who is traveling about. Don, where is Robert now?
Robert right now is, I believe, lecturing at a place called, Basil Thai. It's a restaurant down in Charlotte, North Carolina. And he'll be doing that for the entire time of the show. And then tomorrow he will be taking off back to warmer climates in Naples, Florida, to speak at the Food and Thought Health Freedom Summit.
Very cool. So Robert is spreading the good word, and we're grateful for that. And we have with us, fortunately, Norm Singleton. You remember Norm Singleton is the legislative director to Congressman Ron Paul when Ron Paul was still in the Congress, and he is with Ron Paul still. Ron Paul now is at the Campaign for Liberty, and Norm is the vice president for policy at the Campaign for Liberty. And we are lucky to have him on this very cold Washington day to talk to us about a number of very crucial issues that are confronting all of us, again, on the liberty front, where we are being denied basic liberties that we have enjoyed for some time. One is the right to be exempt from mandatory vaccination laws, and with this MMR vaccination frenzy over outbreaks of the measles, individuals are using it as an excuse to not simply do the thing of public service announcements and medical promotion of the MMR vaccine, but to campaign for a change in public policy to deny people the right to have religious exemptions against vaccination, to have medical exemptions against vaccination, and to have conscientious exemptions against vaccination, and to compel every American to be vaccinated. This is an extraordinary deprivation of individual liberty. And they're doing it based on the measles. And they're doing it despite the fact that they haven't even tried a campaign to alert people of the problem and to encourage vaccination. So regardless of how you come down on this vaccine issue, they have jumped to the conclusion that your rights should be taken from you and you should be forcibly vaccinated. Norm, your thoughts about this movement?
I think it's horrible. It's whatever you think about, wherever you come down on the question of the safety and efficiency of vaccinations, and there's I think there's good people and well-meaning people on both sides of the equation. In a country that is supposed to be founded on individual liberty, the idea that the government can force a child to be vaccinated when the child's parents have made it clear that they do not want to their children to be vaccinated is just absolutely outrageous. This is a dangerous, because where does this end? If you could force your child, as Congressman, as Dr. Paul said in his column 2 weeks ago on this, if the government can force children to be vaccinated, why can't they force adults to be vaccinated? And if they can force children and citizens to be vaccinated against their will or against the will of their parents, why can't they force people to get a proper night's rest, exercise, eat right, or take vitamin C and D to keep up our immune system so we don't become a risk of catching a contagious disease?
Why can't force them, or force them to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show? We have a break coming on, and that wouldn't be a bad thing. No, freedom is important, very important. Trump's even Robert. We'll be right back after the break with more from Norm Singleton.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
And Robert is not here, but it's Robert's friend Jonathan Emord, and I'm pleased to be here for Robert today. Robert is standing somewhere lecturing, and that's appropriate for Robert, but he is not with us and won't be with us until tomorrow. But I'm doing the best I can to be like Robert. I've got my hair combed in the same manner as Robert, wearing a wig.
I want evidence.
All right. And I've tried as best I can to look like Robert. I'm trying to move my mouth the same way he does before the microphone. So every effort is being undertaken to make you feel comfortable that this is the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to switch now from the vaccine enforcement because I think Super Don has already vaccinated Norm during the break. To the immigration executive order. This is an interesting situation. In Texas versus the United States, the United States District Court Judge Andrew Hansen, do I have that right? Hannon. Issued an injunction barring the enforcement of the immigration executive order. And I may be mistaken, Norm, you can help me on this, but I think that Homeland Security is honoring the judge's order by not taking further enforcement. Is that what you understand, Norm?
Yes, and I think that if they're doing that, it's probably could be several reasons. One of which is all political, of course, and one of which being that they think that they can maybe win this case in the Supreme Court, and they'll be able to we told you, but more likely would be that they think that cooler heads have prevailed, and some of their attorneys have said, looked at the reasoning behind this and said, this is an open and shut case. We're going to lose this. So maybe we should cut our losses, not do any more damage to our reputation. It's also possible that they are just playing politics in that they think that this is going to hurt the Republican Party with Hispanic voters in 2016. And they are going to let it stop implementing this so that in 2016, whoever the Democratic candidate is can say, see, the Democrats tried to help these poor people, the poor children who, were brought here against without their consent by their parents, and the mean Republicans went to a mean Republican judge and stopped them, and they think that that's going to help them lock up a significant voting block. I hate to be cynical, but this is D.C. after all. There is also, they might not want to given that polls do show that most people oppose amnesty, and I think a lot of people oppose, even some people who support the policy of at least amnesty for those who were brought here by their parents as minor children, oppose doing this by executive order because they don't like the precedent of executive overreach that it sets. And that there is an ongoing battle on Capitol Hill over funding for the Department of Homeland Security that precisely turns on whether or not Congress should block funding to implement this executive order. They may feel that enforcing this might weaken their hand in negotiations with Congress over the Homeland Security funding. Particularly since it could cause them to lose some supporters. It could cause them to lose some public opinion, and it could give the Republicans a rhetorical advantage in their argument that the president's executive order has to be defunded because it's another example of a lawless administration, and it's not really about immigration.
Well, this is a very interesting situation. Judge here is in Brownsville, Texas, which you mentioned, Norm, having been the legislative director to Ron Paul of Ron Paul's congressional district, was a little north of this when you said in Texas, but this is a border town, isn't it, Brownsville?
Right.
And as a border town, you know, you've got the state of Texas filing in that jurisdiction. No coincidence, it's a border town. They're probably really feeling in that town the impact of essentially uncontrolled immigration into the country, right?
Right. 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 It is. It's also, though, I believe, a town where there is a heavy Democratic presence. I'm pretty sure that they have a Democrat Congress representative, and so again, you know, stopping this would play into the idea that of the Democrats trying to spin this as a, you know, mean Republicans taking away things from you using federal judges, which is also likely to be their reaction if they lose the King versus Burwell case over the illegal subsidies in Obamacare. That it's not that it's never that Obama breaks the law. It's that the mean Republicans try to enforce the law, and so they take away the great things that Obama is trying to use his phone and his pen to give to people. Whether it's amnesty in violation of or in excess of his powers, or whether it's subsidies in violations. Or in violation of the clear statutory language of Obamacare. Either way, it's lawlessness, and it's lawlessness done in expansion of serving certain constituencies or expanding the welfare state. And what it shows is that this administration is disgustingly political.
No doubt about that.
And when it comes
so
to
political
the law,
that they're willing to sacrifice the Constitution with impunity to advance the political interests of the president. Most unfortunate for us, and an outrageous power grab for someone who I think behaves more like a emperor than he does like a president in a limited federal republic. Let's move from immigration, the executive order, which thankfully Judge Andrew Hannon has enjoined, to the audit the Fed bill. This past week, Rand Paul has been attacked by the Fed and by their friends in the media and by administration people, all ganging up on him because the momentum appears to be building in favor of audit the Fed, and every effort is being undertaken to undermine it. Tell us about it, Norm.
Well, yeah, we see. I've never seen something like this before, where you have such an obviously orchestrated campaign by the Federal Reserve, which one of their arguments against the audit is that they are above politics and that they must be independent from congressional interference. Yet they're conducting what, if you look at the fact that every member of the Fed board who has spoken out against this, starting with Chairwoman Yellen and going on to Richard Fisher, Jerome Powell, the head of the Philadelphia Fed who is retiring, gave a speech blasting the audit bill this week. They all repeat the same talking points, and their talking points just don't stand up to scrutiny because there's no good argument against this bill. So they create this straw man that said, this is going to somehow interfere with Federal Reserve autonomy, or it's going to hurt the economy, which you have to wonder, as Ron Paul has pointed out, if we're so weak that if we are so weak that that, or if the monetary system, sorry, is so weak that we have to shield it from public knowledge in order, otherwise it will collapse, then maybe we should get a new monetary system. But the but the attacks are basically just blatantly attempts to get our to stop this bill, and it is interfering with the with Congress. They have a taxpayer funded lobbyist, and again, yet they claim that they are and need to be independent from politics. Well, it's one or the other. And it really does make you wonder what are they so afraid of that they're so vehemently opposed to this. And there's been some very good pushback, some good articles on Forbes, some good articles by the Carl Menger Center by my old Ron Paul colleague Paul Martin Foss. Cato Institute has some couple of interesting stories up on their blog. So there's pushback about this, but we're going to have more, and I'd encourage every one of your listeners who's interested in this to keep up with what Campaign for Liberty is doing, campaignforliberty.com. You know, we're trying to keep up with all the defenses of Audit the Fed on our website. We're keeping Americans mobilized.
Very cool, Norm. Very cool. Thank you for that excellent update. And we will be back after this break for the last segment. We're going to talk about Hillary Clinton and whether or not the media veneer that she is a superstar is falling apart much earlier than the campaign. It hasn't even started yet in earnest, but nevertheless, she seems to be in a little bit of trouble. We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts, not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It is the Robert Scott Bell Show, but it's Jonathan E. Mord instead of Robert Scott Bell, and I'm sorry to disappoint you in that way, but Robert will be back tomorrow. We're doing the best we can to look, act, and sound like Robert. I know we're failing on all those accounts, but nevertheless, Norm Singleton is here to save the day. And Norm, I'm going to shift attention now to Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton appears to be having some rather significant internal problems in deciding how she's going to position herself as a candidate in this race. She's got a difficult go of it in the sense that she has to maintain her liberal base and yet not alienate the middle of the roaders and the people who will be her primary constituency if she's going to win in the general election. And a lot of this is due to the fact that she is essentially a very wooden person. She's not a warm, loving, cuddly person. She is not a Margaret Thatcher kind of international ideological leader in defense of freedom. She is a person who is tainted by her years of involvement in the Obama administration. She's got a real problem on what to do with the economy. She's, on the one hand, is grateful that the economy has turned up a bit and was toying with the idea of, you know, tying herself a little closer with the administration she was a part of to say, hey, look what we did to make the economy go positive direction. But then there are forces within her own ranks and advice that say, hey, don't do that. Instead, just reflect upon the Bill Clinton era, when the economy was really good, and say, hey, look, we can get back there again. I'm a Clinton, too. And, you know, this is a messy business. She's going to be coming up against a Republican field that will be narrowed down to one, but that one will have weathered a grueling campaign season, a lot shorter than it was 4 years ago, but nevertheless, still many, many candidates, over a dozen candidates, all vying for the Republican nomination and going through the process of debating and arguing and campaigning that she really won't have experience. What does this mean, Norm?
I think it means that the Democrats might be in trouble, and I think they're going to have to start looking for another horse to bet on, or at least an alternative. I mean, even if they, even if everyone is just convinced that Hillary is the inevitable nominee and the inevitable candidate in that party, a coronation is going to turn people off, and it's going to let her weaknesses go unexamined in the primary. And remember, she was the prohibitive favorite at this point in 2007, when she announced her only serious contender was a little-known one-term senator who gave a good speech, wrote some good books, was thought of as, you know, very liberal, but also willing to cross the aisle to work with Tom Coburn. And I remember telling a friend of mine, actually the late Kent Snyder, who was responsible for Congressman Paul's running for president in 2008 and managed that campaign, in January of 2007, that there's no way that this one-term senator named Barack Obama was going to defeat Hillary Clinton in the Democratic primary, because the Clintons owned the Democratic Party, and we were both laughing at the idea that this guy named Barack Obama thought he was going to beat Hillary. Well, look what happened. And that's because she showed a lot of weaknesses as a candidate. Now she's running with the baggage of not her husband's term, but the baggage of 4 years as Secretary of State to an administration that most people would say is a failed foreign policy.
Yes, indeed, Norm. And here we are at the end of this hour. We're coming back again next hour, ladies and gentlemen, so stay with us. But, Norm, it's been a wonderful hour with you, my friend. Thank you so much. And we will obviously be having Norm back again and again and again.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.